We're in Siman Tofresh Pei Ches. We're up to Sivav, and we'll be doing from Vav through Ches. Yom Tesvav Shechal Lios Peshabbos. Now, Yom Yudalit can never fall on a Shabbos. If Yudalit Adar would be on Shabbos, Pesach would end up. If the rule is if Tesvav is on Shabbos. Then Pesach would end up being a day later, which is Sunday. If Yudalit is on Shabbos, then Pesach would be 2 days later, which is on Monday. And we know Lo Bedu Pesach, Pesach can never fall on a Monday. Therefore, Yudalit will never fall on Shabbos, but Tesvav will. So what do you do? So Purim is on Tesvav. In Koran HaMegillah B'Shabbos, Chazal Asur reading the Megillah on Shabbos. The reason being, we're afraid that you carry it to someone to teach you to read. Elo Magdimim Likroso Be'erev Shabbos. We actually go a day early. We start laning. They would lane the Megillah on Friday, which means in what we call a Purim Meshulish, when Tezvav is Chal on Shabbos, everybody lanes the Megillah on Erev Shabbos. V'govim mos matnes aniyim u'machalke mosum bo bayom. Matnes Aniyim goes together with the Megillah because when the Aniyim hear the Kriyas of Megillah, they're expecting Matonas Tavioni. Uviyom Shabbos Motziim Beis Svarim Ubasheni Korav Ayover Amolek. The halachi is that on that Shabbos you do the Kriya of Purim. That means on Friday in Yerushalayim or in any of the walled cities, that what they would do is lane the Megillah, but not the Kriya of Vayavar Amalek. Vayavar Amalek becomes the Maftir of Shabbos. And it's interesting, the Haftorah is the same Haftorah as the Haftorah of Parshas Zohar, which means that you'll have the same Haftorah two Shabbosis in a row. For everybody else, it's a regular Shabbos, and they lane the regular Maftir in Haftorah. V'omrim al-hanisim is said on Shabbos, not on Friday, not on Sunday. If you accidentally said it, you don't have to say it over again. You don't have to say Shmoneser over again. V'enosun sudis purim ad yom echad b'Shabbos. The Mechaber Shita is that the sudis purim is to be held on Sunday. And along with it, the Mishloach Manas. So, according to the Mechaber, what is a purim mishulish? Tesvav that is chal on Shabbos. The Megillah is laned on Friday, Shabbos Vayavo Amalek and Al-Hanisim, and Sunday the Suda and the Mishloach Manas. This is the Mechaber Shita. Now the Mishtabur brings that the Maralbach, the Maral Chaviv, holds that according to the Bavli, the Suda is actually on Shabbos, and Mishloach Manas would also be on Shabbos. The Brichodesh says the right thing to do is to be Choshesh for both, to be Machmer on both days, and have a Suda on Shabbos and Sunday, and do Mishloach Manas on both of those days. Now, the Mishtabur brings up that on that Shabbos, the Pri Chodesh says that you're not allowed to carry the Megillah, but many argue with him. Now, the halachi is that on Purim, like every other Yontif, there's a din of Sholim V'Dorshim, you're supposed to talk about that day, you're supposed to talk about what happened on that day. So normally the Megillah does it, but since here on Shabbos you're not laying in the Megillah, the halachi is that there's a chiyuv of shel of drasha, and that's the minig. The minig is that Shabbos of Purim Meshulash in Yerushalayim, the same people that give the Shabbos shuv and Shabbos agadol drashas will give a sholim v'dorshim drasha with the halachas and agadis of Purim. Zayin. Hamaforish by Yom Vayotzi b'Shayora, somebody that is traveling, Veina Motzi Megillah Laholachimo, and he doesn't have a Megillah to take with him, and he's going to be out there for Purim. Yikrene be Yud Gimel be Yud Bezo b'Acharaser, you can lane it on the 13th, the 12th, or the 11th below Bracha. Why is that? Because there were cases that Chazal were mocked in the Kriyas of Megillah to Yud Aleph even, so it's a Zman of Kriyas of Megillah. Vim Efcher Lahamten Ad Yomim Halalu. What if he can't wait? Yesh omim shekorin afilim etchilas achodesh. So some say that you can lane from the beginning of the month because the pasuk says vachodesh hashenepach lehem. Says the Rama, hago avachi nahu gumiyum nizdamen lo achakach megillah chozu v'korosu biyom yudal and afilu korit chilosu biyom yud gimel mikomach and korosu shalob bezmana. Says the Rama, that if he does have access to Megillah on Purim, he should lay it on the rightful day of Purim that he's chayiv in. But without, he'll have to lane it though the second time with the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down there's a machlokas, and he comes out that the first time you lane without a bracha, and the second time if you lane bismana, then you lane with a bracha. Now the Ramah says, yeah. So we just saw the Ramah. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that shalo bismana, you can't lane it with fewer than 10 people. It has to be, the halacha is that shalom bismana always needs asara, and some hold that even children are good enough, that there should just be persume nisa. Now, there is a shail in the poskim when the mukafos are makdim to Friday because it's a Purim Meshulish. Does that have to be dafka ba asara? Or do we say that that has a din of zmanom? Because that's the Iker Zman for these people. So it's a Shaila. Some hold that you can only lane Ba'asara in a Purim Meshulish when you're being Makdim on Friday. But certainly when it's only a Yochid that's being Makdim, there the halacha would be that you have to have, you dafka have to have a minion. And again, some hold that Tanim are good enough. Now, the Ran has a suffix. Whenever we say that there's a din of Hakdama, the Hakdama is only for a Kriya by Yom or even by Laila as well. So that Lamashal Bnei Akforim, we said where Kfarim always get a different the Kfarim get a different Zman in order that they bring water in when they come in on their Mondays and Thursdays to bring Mayim and Mazin to the people in the cities. So the Bnei Kfarim will end up laning early, and you need a minion there, and the Ran has a suffix of whether or not you lane by night, or maybe that halacha was only said by day. The mashmas of the tour is that they lane at night too. Now, even for these people that are leaving in a shayara and they are allowed to lane earlier, but they're sudis purim and the mishloach mana should make sure to be by, you should make sure to be on time, meaning at the rightful time, because for that you don't have to carry anything with you for that. Sivches ben ir shahaya besfina o bederach v'lohaya biyado megillah. A Ben Yudalid was in a place where he just couldn't hear the Megillah. V'chakach nizdamnu lo b'tezvav, koro oso b'tezvav. Then on Tezvav, he gets hold of a Megillah, he should lean on Tezvav, even though that's not his man, but it's his man kriyas a Megillah, and that's good enough, but without a bracha. After Tezvav, the Megillah says v'lo yaver, so you don't lean it anyway.